USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Iran has agreed to release four jailed Americans and place them under house arrest with the intention of allowing them to travel to the United States in the coming weeks, following a month-long diplomatic push by the Biden administration. That's according to a statement from the family's lawyer. At least three dozen people have been killed by devastating wildfires on the island of Maui in Hawaii. Hawaii resident Jordan Sarabe, who lost his home to the flames, describes his experience escaping the destruction.
I had to drive through flames. You know, there was a van and a house already on fire. The smoke was going over the road. Literally don't know what's on the other side of me. And just hoping and praying I don't hit anyone. I don't hit a car and get stuck. The van next to me doesn't explode.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and as FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says, most of the communication access is not working.
And we're sending additional communications teams and communications equipment, as well as teams that will go on the ground and talk to people and help them get registered for assistance.
At least 36 are dead and hundreds of families are displaced as the fires continue to grow, fueled with strong winds linked to Hurricane Dora. Almost all pharmacists say they're experiencing drug shortages, and nearly a third say the impacts are critical. That's according to a survey from the American Society of Health System Pharmacists. The shortages have led to rationing medications and delaying or canceling treatments and procedures. According to a recent New York Times Siena poll, a majority of young voters do not approve of President Joe Biden's White House tenure. The poll, which is dated August 1st, found that 4% of respondents aged 18 to 29 strongly approve of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president. This is USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
My ride smells just right.
A singer-songwriter writing the hits The Weight, The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down, and Up on Cripple Creek has died.
Canadian musician and storyteller Robbie Robertson died yesterday in Los Angeles, California from cancer. Robertson is recognized for his work as lead guitarist for Bob Dylan in the mid-60s to the mid-70s. He was with the band from their inception until 1978 when he began a solo career.
Shine your light down on me. Lift me up so I can see.
80-year-old Robertson was ranked 59th in Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 100 greatest guitarists. I'm Lance Pry.
A Southern California woman is celebrating her 104th birthday. Betsy Elliott remembers the good old days.
Cigarettes were 15 cents a pack. Hot dog was 15 cents. You could get a bottle of beer for 15 cents. You could have a big time for a buck.
Despite the cigarettes and hot dog comment, Betsy says eating healthy and staying active are the main reason for her longevity. She's from Pennsylvania originally and has lived in several states, but ultimately settled in Southern California. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than six, and it